All right, here we go. Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. And as I mentioned, Hannah is here from the Greenfield Business Association. Hey, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Busy time of the year, as always.
Oh my gosh, so busy. We've got so much coming up.
Yeah, lots of events are coming up. Lots of different ways in which you can be involved in these events here in our community. In fact, that topic is going to come up in just a little bit. Hannah, for our Find It in Greenfield chat, what do we have here in the Bear Country studio?
I'm so excited. So speaking about things coming up, we have John O'Farrell here from Life Path, and he's going to talk about their walkathon, which is coming up on October 19th.
Oh, John, good to see you.
Great to see you, Kevin. Thank you so much. And Hannah, thanks for the opportunity to be here. We really, really appreciate it. Life Path is excited for their 32nd annual Life Path Walkathon.
Wow.
We have actually over 40 different programs that we offer throughout the community, whether it's our Meals on Wheels program, which I can get into a little bit more.
Please.
To our adult family care, to our protective services, to our hospital home transition programs, to our grocery helpers, to our money management programs, to, a plethora of other programs, including long-term care ombudsman programs. We are here to support people when they need when they need help the most.
Mm. Incredible.
So we are very proud of being able to do that. Our main focus is to support older adults, individuals with disabilities, and their caregivers, because it's all really a partnership team effort to kind of get situations stabilized, to get people with the tools and the resources to make informed decisions that can positively affect the future of themselves and their caregivers and their loved ones. So it's a real team effort, and we take pride in that.
That's wonderful.
Now, John, generally the walkathon has been held in the spring, but it's new this year that it's going to be in the fall, right?
Yes, it is a change for us. We moved this to the fall for a number of reasons. We wanted to be able to incorporate the walkathon into what would be our 50th anniversary year.
Okay. Amazing.
Our birthday was actually back in July, and our gubernatorial charter was actually on September 19th of 1974.
So incredible.
Coming up on our 50 years of service to the community.
Okay.
And, we're very proud of that. And so moving the walkathon to the fall seems like a really positive opportunity. It's also a new venue. It's going to be at the Franklin County Fairgrounds.
We love them up there.
They are wonderful great partnership there. And we're looking forward to a great event. You can't ask for anything better than fall foliage.
Oh,
middle
yeah.
of winter, October 19th, being in the outdoors, walking in support of a great cause. We are looking forward to it.
All right. How much walking do I have to do?
So, you can walk as much as you want. We really try to make this as flexible as possible for people. There's really three ways you can support the walkathon.
Go ahead.
One is you can be a sponsor.
Uh-huh.
You can walk in and create fundraising teams. So you can actually create a fundraising team, get your friends to join you that day, and come out and support Life Path.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is just if I'm, for some reason, like Hannah, unfortunately, you can't make it to the walkathon.
I know,
walkathon,
I'm going to be out of town.
Disappointing. But there's still, we like to provide the people with the opportunity to send their support our way.
Yes. Yep.
So by the old-fashioned method of just simply sending a check and supporting our efforts, which we greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, yep. Everything is available on our website.
Yes.
If you go to lifepathma.org.
Yep. Wow, Kevin's already there.
I'm a big fan of Life Path.
That's
I know
so
what's going
wonderful.
On.
And I'll just pipe up and say for all the businesses that are listening out there, this is a great employee bonding opportunity. If you put together a walking team, great way to spend a Saturday together outside of the office or the business or the restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, support Life Path. I've mentioned, John, to some of the people that you work with over at your office. It was Meals on Wheels that kept my grandmother in her home as long as she was in her home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was because of Meals on Wheels. It was because someone delivering that noontime meal, providing the wellness check-in, That was a major reason why she was able to stay in her home as long as she did.
Well, that's fabulous. And that's one of the really important parts. There's so many different important parts of the Meals on Wheels program. But one of them is to keep people in their houses as long as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we help out 550 people each and every day, wow. Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Through the help and staff of 50 volunteers and staff combined, Monday through Friday, delivering these meals to utilizing over 30 different delivery routes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not just about the food, and it's about the companionship. It's
yes.
about the reliability to know that someone's going to show up. And it's a great opportunity for us to kind of do a wellness check to see what's going on in their worlds.
Yep.
And to learn a little bit more about how we can help further to support them.
Yeah. Always looking for Meals on Wheels drivers and helpers at the meal sites. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is that you don't have to commit to the entire week. You can commit
That's
to one
right.
day. You can commit to one specific route. There's a lot of flexibility involved.
Yeah, yes, there is. There is. Like you said, there's no long-term commitment. We love our volunteers. Our volunteers make our programs possible.
Yep.
And you know, Susan White, our director of volunteer services, does an absolutely fabulous job helping to onboard volunteers, get them oriented with our programs, and get them connected to specific programs that they're interested in volunteering with. So it's a real big team effort, and we couldn't do it without our volunteers.
Yeah, Amen. So I went on a big Meals on Wheels tangent there. It's just one part of the many things that LifePath does here in our community, the services in which they provide. It's lifepathma.org for more information about the walkathon, which the date again in October, sir?
It's Saturday, October 19th.
And that's at the Franklin County Fairgrounds this year. So spread the word, help walk if you can, pledge some money, and support LifePath here in the area. What do you think, Hannah? Good idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Businesses can join Greenfield Savings Bank in sponsoring. They can put together teams. They can come out and cheer people on. It's a beautiful community event. I'm sorry I'm not going to be there, but I will be there in spirit.
All right. Hey, remember, if you would like more information about the Greenfield Business Association, Hannah's the one to talk to.
Absolutely. And you can pop over to greenfieldbusiness.org, find out more about LifePath and all of our other members. You can connect out to all of their sites. And we're just so excited that you could come in, John, and talk about this because it's incredible what they do.
I'm thrilled to have this opportunity. And, you know, we really appreciate the partnership with the Greenfield Business Association. And, you know, it's a great community to be a part of.
It is.
We take it as an honor and a privilege to be able to provide the services that we do. But can only do it with everybody's help. It's a real team effort.
Absolutely.
Well, John. Be well.
Thank you so much.
You
take care,
very,
Kevin.
Very welcome. Hey, it's Find It in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.